Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. We hope it's a good day for you. Ours is certainly starting out awfully fun. Awfully fun. Got your host, James J, behind the mic. I can't even get my name right this morning.
Oh, boy.
Our head of news, Mel.
Hi, I'm Mel.
This guy over here that does stuff with sound, Seth.
Yeah, that's me.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your day. Ours is a little crazy, a little wacky.
Wonky, yeah.
It's all right. It's one of those. It's radio. That's live radio 101.
Fun. Two words that probably should never go together.
Words that definitely should go together. Our good friend Brittany Merlot with our forecast. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. You guys are just cracking me up. You know, it's sometimes it's hard to wake up. It's a slow morning, but every time I talk to you, every morning, you just make me start laughing. So I don't know what you guys do, but you are magic, and you radiate that energy to everybody listening. So
that's
all by design, right?
Yeah, that's what
it's all by design.
What are the better compliments we can get when we the three of us,
lots of coffee.
The three of us meet daily to go over all the improv and insanity that
and
we're going to do.
We make.
Yes,
yep.
Yes, yes. I'm going to mess up this word later, guys.
And I am habitually late for this meeting.
Brittany, beautiful blue skies out there today.
Yes, I'm going to give you guys a bunch of sunshine, barely any clouds out there, high pressure system sitting overhead, which has finally calmed our winds. Nothing's going on out there but sunshine and temperatures into the mid-50s today. So enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Love you, Brittany.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a lot of love for you, Brittany. A lot of love.
Yeah.
Like that's a great forecast. We've been looking at the weekend and everything. Looks like we got some really nice temperatures coming then, too.
We do. By Saturday, we're going to hit highs of the low 70s. Sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to be amazing, though, unfortunately.
Oh, the old bait and switch.
Nice.
A little bit. Yeah, it looks nice. It sounds nice. But I'll tell you, we've got two big systems hitting us. Mm. One's going to start on Friday, and the next one hits on Sunday. And the one on Sunday could bring some severe storms, but it's going to be a drencher, like 1 to 2 inches of rainfall, just a wet, dreary weekend. So that's why today and tomorrow, soak up the sunshine.
Yeah.
Store it for later.
Gonna have to take in all that vitamin D we can. Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Brittany, always appreciate the forecast updates from you, Brittany. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
We'll talk to Brittany tomorrow morning. Get everybody ready for Thursday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that.
Today's only Wednesday?
Yeah, it is.
I said that just because I had to remind myself it's Wednesday. I'm with you, Mel. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in just a little bit. Looking forward to diving into that with everybody. We'll also get into the percentage of people that feel more productive if their workplace is organized. Get
okay.
into that.
Everyone. Okay.
The top.
I work better with chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. The top nine driving distractions that are out there for us.
Ooh.
And we got to get into that. And then there's this trend online we want to talk about, too. Got that coming up. It is a Wednesday. That usually means that we are joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We'll get to that before the end of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking a little bit of entertainment news. I want to get into Arnold and Sylvester Stallone's Mount Rushmore of action heroes.
Oh,
so okay. Their choices for who should be on there.
Interesting.
Jelly Roll continues to do amazing, cool things, and we're going to talk about a little of that. And I want to talk about Patrick Mahomes and why he will not host Saturday Night Live. Get into that as well.
Okay.
We have some local entertainment to touch on as well, and then after that, we have to get into this one. I've been saving this for you guys. The most iconic video game characters of all time. We're going to get into that.
Oh, yeah.
That should be fun. That'd be a good one. A little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour as well, the top 10 everyday irritations that we have, like potholes or bad drivers or these kind of things. We'll get into all of that with you. Going to have fun doing it. But right now, a couple of quick topics to get to. I know we usually save our That Ain't Right story for the end of the show, but this one, I think you guys will understand. I had to lead with this one.
Okay.
robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their heads are now something you can buy.
Jeez.
Say what?
I'm just going to let that sit there.
that was like a word salad I didn't understand.
Robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their heads are now something you can buy. A company called Throw Flame. Jeez. Oh, my God.
throw a long time to come up with that one. Yeah.
They worked real hard on that one.
You know, that was like the first idea. Like, all right, well, we'll come back to that. I mean, we got to come up with better, right? Like 5 hours later, that's what they came up with.
Yep.
Throw Flame is selling one called a Thermonator for $9,400.
Jeez.
You operate it over Wi-Fi, so that's, you know, trustworthy. And with a remote control. And it can shoot flames up to 30 feet. The website says they're illegal in all 50 states. You just need a special permit in California and Maryland.
Of all Maryland.
Legal, not illegal, because I heard they're illegal.
They're legal. Yeah. I wish I was saying they're illegal, Melissa.
Too.
They're not pushing the guard dog angle, but they do list 8 different things it's perfect for that include controlled burns, ice and snow removal, clearing weeds, pyrotechnics or entertainment, and also pest removal. What pests are you dealing with? Wait, we got these in the Amazon?
9-foot like cockroaches?
Alligators?
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I will say right away that, you know, for many years, I thought that one of the things that has kept dogs, you know, from evolving more is having thumbs and being able to open doors and everything. But who needs to open a door if you have a flamethrower on your head?
Right. Yeah, apparently it was flame.
Hey,
that's what we were missing.
I want to go outside. I don't really feel like taking it. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I forgot about the flamethrower. I think it's only a matter of time before dogs learn to operate these remote controls themselves.
Oh, here, let me throw something out there. Okay, James, you've operated a remote controlled car. Melissa, you may have as well.
Yes. Right,
mm-hmm. In your day. Okay, what happens when you turn off the remote control but the car is still turned on? It keeps running and running and running and running.
Yeah.
If that's the same thing that happens here, look out, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
And what happens when your Wi-Fi cuts out and it keeps going?
This they give you this list of 8 different things it's perfect for because there is no reason for this.
No.
And they have to come up with an excuse for the reason for it.
to give you an excuse to buy this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pests. Oh, come on. It's perfect for, you know, the giant rats.
Yes.
Right,
The termites in your house. It takes care of the house for you.
The R-O-U-S's.
Forgot about the land before time that we all live in with giant insects and everything. I know that I just gave you a list. I know that that this is legal. Why? What the what? What do we need this for? Can't we put this energy and money into things that would actually do something, you know, that would actually help life or society, or at least be interesting? I don't find anything interesting about this. I find it dangerous and
weird
and lame. Very lame. It is to me the equivalent of the person who has 70 guns and is like, you know what? I need 71. Like, grow a personality, man. Get something other than that to be able to talk about.
Remove the flamethrower. You have a robot dog, which, you know, could work as, you know, maybe a service animal if it's, you know, if they get it worked out enough. It could maybe, you know, therapy, something like that. Maybe they could use it for something useful.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's a great idea, but at least it's better than
that.
Flamethrower.
We are getting closer and closer to the whole robot dog thing, though.
I think we are.
Like being just a common thing, like that everybody's going to, you know, a lot of people are going to want. I would never want one. Nothing against robot dogs. They seem fine, but you give me the real thing every time. Like that's definitely it. How many of you have ever been in a situation where you invited you had somebody show up to a party that wasn't invited?
Ooh. Hmm.
Guys ever have that happen?
I don't think so.
Well, first I have to throw a party.
Same.
Melissa's never thrown a party.
Long time ago when nobody showed up. So there's that.
Now that I can relate to too, Melissa. and I haven't thrown a whole lot of parties myself either. I have gone to one where I wasn't sure I was invited after I got there because the way it just felt like
everyone's like, what's he doing here?
Yeah, it felt like that. Like one of those things where you walk in the room and like the record stops and it's
everybody turns and looks. Awkwardly.
Yeah.
I can't say I've been on that other side of it, and I definitely haven't been in this mom's position before. A mom in California named Emily King is in the news after she accidentally sent out an e-vite for her kid's birthday party to everyone in her phone. All 487 contacts.
Oops.
Oh my goodness.
She says the worst part was they went out according to how they're labeled. For example, she sent one to a woman named Jess, hit her car in parking lot.
That's a good reminder, by the way. I like that. Who's this Jess? Oh, right. She's the one I hit with my car.
That's the Jess. Oh, it's not the Jess that I like the coffee she
right,
made.
Yeah,
it's
right.
This Jess. Oh,
oh goodness.
Shout out to Miss Emily King.
Yeah, that's rough.
We hope that that went well for you.
The question is, how many showed up?
Yes, that's a good question. That is a very good question, Melissa. Haven't gotten to see the
full follow-up on this
one or anything. She went on TikTok and just kind of vented about it a little bit and laughed at herself. Good on you.
We
all have these things kind of happen, maybe not exactly like that, but we all have things, you know, that we don't mean to have happen all the time.
I'm guessing several hundred of the people were like, whoa, why am I invited to her child's first birthday party? Oh, that's kind of weird. It must have been something weird happened. Yeah, I think most people would have figured it out.
Get a present for this?
Now, if it was like an adult's birthday party and I knew it was an accidental invite or something, I would have been tempted to show up. I'm not going to show up to a kid's birthday party.
Oh, no, no.
But like an adult's, it'd be like, well, it'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stop by for a minute.
I got the invitation right here.
I kind of like that.
RSVP.
I think, though, that you have to, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're not getting the punchline.
Good honor
for being able to.
You are the joke.
Yeah. It's not always as funny as you think it is.
No, it isn't.
We will take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun after checking in with our partners. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time for the birthday. Take two. Clear the throat.
And action.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. I'm so sorry for that, everybody. One of our favorite parts of the day. We love celebrating with all of you. And we love you getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. And love our friends over at El Cafe. Visit them right now. Taking a look at their Facebook page, which we encourage you to subscribe to. Go ahead and like their page. Good morning and happy Wednesday, everyone. A little bit cooler today, but still nice and sunny. Come on down and try our strawberry cream cheese French toast. Sorry. Or our new spring summer menu, a taste of warmer weather just for you. Hope to see your smiling faces today. Go bring that smiley face over to 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Say good morning to all of our friends at El Cafe.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go check out their new spring and summer menu. That sounds really good.
Yes. And take me with you. I want to definitely be able to do that. Keep in mind, everybody, that our friends at El Cafe don't just sponsor the birthday and anniversary club. They give us an opportunity at the beginning of every month to give some of you a $220 gift certificates to take right over there to El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool of them.
That's a lot of food.
That is a lot of food.
We're able to do that because you guys are the best listeners in radio and get us tons of birthdays and anniversaries and keep them coming, everybody. We want more of them. info@wfhr.com. You can go ahead and hit up all of our staff that way or hit us up at james.maloff@civicmedia.us or melissa.k@civicmedia.us. Seth has got his as well.
You can just say Seth@civicmedia.us because I'm the only Seth around. So.
Well, and I always forget how you do that. That's a good way to do it. That's a good way to do it. Reach out to us, everybody. You can reach out to us on our Facebook pages, just like our WFHR and WI Facebook pages, and reach out to us that way. And, of course,
you can also call up 715-424-2600.
Love to hear from you, everybody. Go ahead and feel free to reach out anytime. And I will say, I've had listeners ask me in the past and everything, you can call up at like 905. It doesn't have to just be in this segment. I appreciate that you guys care that much about it, but please feel free to reach out anytime. It's more important to us that we hear from you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Reach out. Go ahead and be a part of the birthday and anniversary club, everybody. Let's go ahead and dive right in. We got three names here. Let's see. Yeah, I don't have you tomorrow, Melissa. So, Melissa, give me a 1 through 3.
I'm going to go with 3 today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a happy birthday to Ali Reza.
Happy birthday, Ollie.
Happy birthday, Ollie.
That was one of the names I wanted growing up. I wanted Ollie. I wanted that name.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. Especially in our household. But I did not understand. That was not a name for me growing up. I would never. Also, happy birthday to Mike Gomez.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Mike, a new listener from the Stevens Point area, has reached out a couple of times on our Sunrise show and on the morning show here.
Nice.
And you guys can help me do something right now. Mike has mentioned a couple of times that he has wanted to call in, but he was nervous.
Oh, okay.
Mike has a little bit of a stutter.
Okay.
I told Mike that we have a number of listeners that have called us for many, many years that have other, you know, speech catches, including the person who runs the show, myself, with has minor dyslexia.
Yeah, that's right.
And messes up words literally every show. You have nothing to worry about.
He really doesn't. He really doesn't. Yeah, about
absolutely nothing. So, Mike, welcome your call.
Yeah, all of us are welcoming you to call.
Yeah.
Feel free anytime. Especially if you have a birthday or anniversary, hit us up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a happy birthday to Brooke Enerson.
Happy birthday, Brooke.
Happy birthday, Brooke.
Brooke, you're our qualifier.
Woo! Nice.
Brooke, right. You're our qualifier. Congratulations, and a happy birthday to you. Get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at our celebrity list, one of the bigger names, or I should say rising names in acting, Joe Keery, is 32. Most people got to know him as Steve and Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's been doing a great job on that show. Mm-hmm. He's 32.
He's 32?
And he's playing a guy who's like just a year out of high school or something.
Yeah, like he's in his early 20s. Wow, he does look kind of young, though. I mean,
he looks incredibly young. I would have never guessed that young man is in his 30s. Never. That is a handsome kid.
Yeah,
that is
very good.
And a good actor.
He's got great hair.
Yeah, great.
And fabulous hair, yeah.
Great hair. And a good actor. Like, I love when they can do this with a character and pull it off where they start out bad and you end up liking them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to pull off on paper. It takes a good writing and a good actor to be able to be charismatic and be able to do that. He was really able to do that on that show.
He was.
When he first starts out, you're like,
he's a jerk, right?
Yeah. And eventually you're like, oh, I like this guy.
Yeah.
He's all right. He's all right. Carly.
He also has a singing career.
That I didn't know.
I did not know that.
He has DJO. DJO.
Huh.
DJO.
Right on.
DJO.
DJ Zero.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is, and I do this too, especially Luke, usually on Bruce Willis's birthday, I bring up the Return of Bruno or something like that. I imagine that it's, we see so many actors go into singing and give a shot at this and everything, and to which I say, yeah.
Why not?
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like, I'm trying to think of this because I don't want to just throw this out there, but I'm trying to think. Has anybody come out with a song and it hurt their career? Like, it's not as if any of these artists have necessarily come out with a song that we all loved and listened to this day.
Right.
I can't remember the last time I listened to Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time.
But it didn't hurt his career.
Yeah. And got it stuck in my head.
Recently. So what is the downside? If it works, hey, you've got this whole other side career going and everything, and especially when it comes to acting.
Something you enjoy, why not?
Exactly.
Yeah. There's plenty of actors that would rather be doing music like Keanu Reeves and Johnny Depp and some of those. So it's interesting.
Yeah, true.
We're going to be celebrating somebody who kind of did both perfect, incredibly, just a little bit.
Okay.
Tyson Ritter is 40, lead singer of All American Rejects.
Oh, all right.
Kelly Clarkson is 42.
Oh, hey, Kelly.
Voice judge, talk show host, Idol winner. Just all around seems like a cool
very
personality.
Cool career.
Yeah, she has. She's worked hard for it, too.
Oh, she has, yes.
The hits that she has taken in the public eye, media-wise and other reasons, uncalled for.
Absolutely stupid.
I remember seeing a headline for her early on in her career. Kelly Clarkson puts on the pounds or something like that, and they show a picture of her, and she looked amazing.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing as a society? Will we just, not only, it's not like the reporters, I say reporter very loosely, the people that do that work, the TMZs out there, I find it childish, lame, horrible, like a horrible use of your talents and your career. But I don't blame them. It's low-hanging fruit. It's easy work. So, of course, they're, you know, human beings are going to go to it. Who I blame are the people that buy and watch that stuff and give those people a reason to have a job.
Yeah.
Take away the job. And no, they ain't got one. You know, if you're not buying these magazines, if you're not watching TMZ, if you're not doing these things, then that stuff ain't going to happen.
Yep.
I mean, who's really at fault here?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's hard to blame some. You can't. I don't get mad at the dog for being a dog. I don't get mad at these people for being, you know, lame losers. And that's what they do. They want to take their cameras and go follow celebrities around and go through their garbage and all these things. They're losers. They are the definition of losers. Why else do we have the word if not for people like that?
I just got a flash of one of them having a business card that says lame loser on it.
they should.
I actually, way to go.
That would be the closest I'd come to respecting them. If something like that. Let's see here. Damon Lindelof is 51. Lost creator who helped write Star Trek Into Darkness, Tomorrowland, Prometheus. He's also behind Miss Davis, that Peacock show that was on for quite a while. I think it's still on.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Good creator, though. Mm-hmm. Good. It seems like it. Let's see here. Rory McCann is 55, the Hound on Game of Thrones. Great actor. Really did a... He was one of the reasons why I kept watching that show. He is so good. He did a great job. Cedric the Entertainer is 60.
Wow.
A great stand-up comedian.
Yes, he's excellent.
Not a bad actor, but a really good stand-up comedian. One of my favorite actors of all time, Ji-Jon Houston, I always mispronounce his name, but he is 60 today. You know him as the Wizard in Shazam, the Fisherman King in Aquaman, Korath in Guardians of the Galaxy, and Captain Marvel. Ji-Mon Hasu. Hasu is how
Ji-Mon
you pronounce
Hasu.
It.
Ji-Mon Hasu. That's a tough name, man.
Gladiator, Blood Diamond, of course, was a huge one. Furious 7, but it's really...
Amistad.
Amistad with Anthony Hopkins.
That broke it. That's how he broke.
Steven Spielberg discovered him and was like, how are you not already a big-name actor? It was like one of the first things he said to him. He couldn't believe that he got him, that he discovered him and everything, because he's so good.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's in Constantine, and he's only got a small role in it, but he plays this guy, Papa Midnight. And it's my favorite performance of his. He looks like he's having so much fun doing it. He's such a serious, dedicated actor.
He is, yeah.
I like when you get to see him kind of doing these roles where he's just kind of having fun a little bit. He was literally the only decent thing to me about that Rebel Moon series of Zack Snyder's. I watched it mainly because of him, because I see him and then I'm like, well, he does good work. And I forget about Shazam. It was rough.
He's got to work. Better than anybody. Yep. You know better than anybody.
Get that paycheck, sir.
Who has not been in a dog, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Doug Clifford is 79, drummer of Creedence Clearwater Revival. He's the Cosmo from the Creedence Clearwater's Cosmos Factory.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I just learned that. Yeah. And a couple of greats we got to celebrate as we wrap up, too. I mentioned earlier singers and actors. Mm-hmm. Maybe the greatest to ever do it, if not one of the greatest to ever do it. Barbara Streisand is 82 today.
Oh, yep.
Funny girl, Roz in Meet the Fockers. She has got to be really careful there. She is certainly...
Hello, Dolly.
She is a legend. She is the one of the reasons we have the word legend. I have always taken heat from my mother because I'm not a big Barbara Streisand fan, and as a Jew, you're supposed to be. She teases that. It's not true, but she's joking. She's joking. But I will say that I have all the respect in the world for her, and it all starts with the first story I ever heard about Barbara Streisand, and I don't care how many times you hear me repeat this story. It is too darn cool not to. Barbara Streisand loves to sing, loves to act. She's wanted to do this since she was a little kid. She finally realized that in order to do this, I have to audition. And she's terrified. There is stage fright, and then there is what she's feeling, which is nerving you to the point where you can't move, can't sing, can't talk, can't even say your name. So she goes in auditions, and she goes up on this New York stage, and she's chewing gum really loud and everything, talking in a New York accent. She's just really annoying the casting directors a lot. And then they're like, Miss, could you sing for us? Oh, yeah, sure. Well, do you mind taking the gum out of your mouth first, lady? Oh, yeah, no problem, everybody. And she takes the gum out, puts it under the seat, and then she just starts to sing like an angel. Like an angel. Mm-hmm. And these people are just... dumbfounded, literally dumbfounded. They had no words. She didn't know what to do afterwards, so she just, you know, smiled and walked out. They had to hunt her down because she forgot to leave her information.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
They go up there before the next person comes up to audition, and like, oh, I want to get that gum off that seat. That's pretty tacky and all that. And they go up there. There's no gum.
Ah.
It was a character. Mm-hmm. It was a character she was playing because she was so nervous about auditioning that she played a role to go audition. Mm-hmm. That's how bad she wanted this. That's how bad she wanted it, man. That is one of the coolest stories I will ever hear in my life. I think that is just an awesome story. Incredibly happy birthday, big happy birthday to Babs. Shirley MacLaine is 90 today.
Yeah.
One of the best actors you'll ever see.
She's great.
Oscar winner of Terms of Endearment. I didn't know her birthday was coming up just this weekend. I watched some scenes because of Jack Nicholson's birthday, of Jack Nicholson and her in Terms of Endearment. there's some funny scenes between those two.
Oh, my God.
She's Warren Beatty's real sister as well. And I think there's a lot of legendary roles of hers. If you haven't gotten to see it, it's also one of the better performances of Nicolas Cage. She plays a first lady in Guarding Tess. It was a late 90s movie that came out.
Yeah, that's right. I remember.
Didn't get a lot of hype or anything like that. Her and Nicolas Cage are incredibly good together. You get to see Nicolas Cage truly acting and showing you why he's an Oscar winner. And, of course, Shirley MacLaine.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Not just Shirley MacLaine. Shirley MacLaine cranky. As the first lady, it's one of the better.
I want to mention a couple things for her because people forget about her early career. I want everyone to check out Irma LaDuce, which she dances and sings and she's fabulous in.
I forgot about that.
A classic drama, The Children's Hour, where you get to see her dramatic chops in that one.
I don't know that one.
That one's an excellent one with Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yes, now it's based on the play The Children's Hour. It's an excellent, movie. And if you haven't yet, go all the way to the recent past, Only Murders in the Building.
Yes.
She played, just a couple of episodes she was in. Oh, she was so good.
She was so good.
She was so good at that.
There's no bad performances in that TV show. There are a few TV shows I would recommend more than Only Murders in the Building.
Exactly.
So good. She was great on it.
Yep.
Get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Be like Ali and Mike and Brooke and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. And a shout out to Brooke Enerson, our qualifier for today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday.
Celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. They're open right now, 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Go say hi to them. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Happy hump day, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to being joined by our friends from Quality Post Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday in just a little bit. Got a couple of news and notes I do want to touch on very fast. First, we want to remind everybody that if you are interested in the WIAA meeting that is going on, our friend Jimmy posted a link for us in our chats. I just wanted to send out there to everybody, the NFHSnetwork.com, NFHSnetwork.com. One day we will learn how to get websites over the airwaves.
Oh, man.
One day.
One day. Not today, but someday.
Also want to remind everybody that American Heroes Cafe is open right now. They'll be open till 9:30 over at Crossview Church. Go visit them, all you veterans, military, police, and firefighters. You're welcome at no cost. Go have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. And wish everybody good morning for us all over there at Crossview Church. Good people. We appreciate them.
Yes, indeed.
Hope they're having a good start to their day. And we have some great people working hard today to cover the Wisconsin 3rd Congressional District 1st Democratic Candidate Forum. Got some big names in there and some important voices that we want to hear from, Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you'll hear from Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson will be sharing their platforms and talking about their run for the 3rd Congressional District. It's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. tonight at the UW Stevens Point Theater. This is a forum, not a debate, so they're just going to be sharing their platforms and talking about why they're running.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We're going to be covering it live right here at WFHR. It'll kick off at 6:30. Be sure to tune in for that. appreciate all of our engineers and all of our people at Civic Media working so hard to make sure that not only us, but our Eau Claire brothers and sisters and over in La Crosse, that they're able to cover this as well.
Everyone in the 3rd District, yep.
This is the first of four.
Yes.
It's very cool.
I appreciate you mentioning that, Melissa. Yeah. I meant to get to that. Yeah. And this is what we're here for, everybody. Like, we love to entertain you. We love to laugh with you and have some fun and give you something to look forward to, a true positive start to the day. No matter what day it is, no matter what's going on in your life, you can count on that. You start this show up, and we're going to try to make you laugh. We're going to try to make you laugh. I can't guarantee we will, but we can try.
Right.
And doing this kind of coverage, having these kind of things on, just like we do have with Midday Magazine or some of the other political coverage that that we have around here. I'm proud of the work that Civic does.
Me too.
And where we stand on these things. I have not gotten a chance to talk to Ms. Cook or Eric Wilson before, but I've interviewed with Katrina Shanklin a number of times over the years, and really do appreciate the time that she has spent with us here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. She is a Stevens Point representative, has not always had to join us on the airwaves, but has gone out of her way to, and could not be a better person to talk to as far as in the political game. Looking forward to hearing from her, Mr. Wilson, Ms. Cook, and our great team that is going to be covering this.
Yep.
Be sure to join us today, 6:30, Wisconsin 3rd Congressional District 1st Democratic Candidate Forum, going to be taking place.
All right.
That's right. And if you want to watch the video, you can go to our Facebook page or our civicmedia.us/vote page.
Ooh, very nice.
Encourage you to do that, everybody. Yes. Be sure to bookmark that page as well. Again, we're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing in a little bit. Looking forward to that. Before that happens, though, let's go ahead and see if we got a short one we can dive into real quick. There was one I had here, and I can't find it, of course.
Naturally.
No, that really does tick me off. Like, this is like the 10th time this has happened to me just this week. I cannot tell you how many times I have tried to just have a simple story left on my computer.
Yeah, right.
Just ready to go. That's all I asked. Just do what you were meant to do, computer. Here's one for you guys. A 9-year-old seagull boy takes top spot in European screeching contest.
Oh, dear.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. This 9-year-old kid, he not only did this, but he had a hat, a sea skull hat. I'm going to play it for you. No, I'm not going to do
that. No, don't do that, please.
I'm not going to do that, but a shout out to that young man. He's got quite a future
in screeching.
In being a sports fan. Yeah. He's got quite a few future now.
Go Seagulls.
Every Wednesday. Nice, Melissa. Every Wednesday, we're joined by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. We get our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley joining us on the phone lines. Good morning, Phil.
Woohoo! Good morning.
Good to have you join us. And Phil, I appreciate that, especially we need that energy today, or I should say you guys do over there. You got some guests joining you today over at Quality Plus.
Yeah, I just walked away from them. I was planning on coming to you guys, and I remembered last night. UWSP has a graphic arts classes touring us this morning.
Ooh,
and
cool.
We're very, very happy to have them here. I just got done talking with them and handed them to the best graphic designer in the world, Tracy Biolo. And she's going to walk them around and show them a little bit of what we do and talk about her career and hopefully help them along. Maybe we can get one of them to want to come back here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a smart move, not only because of those reasons right there, Phil, and everything, but you just also, you never know who's going to be interested or get a spark in their head about something, have a new idea. It's great to be able to get young minds over there into those into a building like that. That's good on you, man. And I imagine a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. They definitely brought some energy in. And, they've already asked some really good questions. So I'm very happy to have them here. And really, any student groups or adult groups that want to come through. I mean, we're not a huge business, but we got a good story to tell, right? And we can show some of the things that we, not only what we do here and be proud of the product, but some of the things we believe in. And that's what I hope sets us apart and makes people want to come here and have us do their work with them.
Speaking of hearing stories, Phil, you and I have been really spoiled getting stories from locals when it comes to who our heroes out there looking for hometown heroes. WAM Incorporated, a part of Quality Plus Printing, is looking for all heroes, calling all heroes. Phil, we're looking for locals that shine, looking for locals that go out of their way, that do good in this community, but don't necessarily get a day named after them or those kind of things. They're not on a stamp. We want to put them on a shirt. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to, next week, we're not moving this anymore. Next week, we're going to come in and announce who our first winner is.
Awesome.
Because we have her. We got her. Well, whoops, I let out it's a female. I won't say
but no spoilers.
We have a pit. We got the shirt. We got a picture of this person in the shirt and a good story to tell about the person. So definitely next week, I want to come in and make that happen, and hopefully we can get this person in on the radio sometime, or to talk about what they're doing, why they got nominated, and it's a great story and a really neat person as well. So yes, and we've gotten a bunch in. Please keep sending them in. We're going to pick another one in another week or two here, and we'll get the ball rolling and get this more on the schedule here. But glad to have this first one, and really excited to keep them keep doing this promotion.
Phil, I appreciate you guys doing this, taking the initiative to do this, thinking of it, and I want to show that support. So I'm going to take a risk here. I don't know who this person is. It may be somebody I owe money, but we're going to welcome them in. No, I'm kidding. Nobody's dumb enough to loan me money. Phil, I want to, if this person is available, please let them know they are welcome to come down Wednesday with you as well, okay?
Oh, cool beans, yeah. Yep.
If it works out, we know what people's schedules are and everything, but we'd love to have them on. We'll make that a thing. If you nominate these people, if they win, you can come on the air with Phil and us during this segment here.
Woohoo!
Yeah, sounds good.
I didn't mean to throw that at you. It just was an idea that I was just thinking of. I'm like, well, wait a minute. We got room. Let's bring them over and stuff. So, we're looking forward to that. And we know that you all know heroes out there. Reach out to Phil and I. Let us know. You can hit us up on our Facebook pages, Quality Plus Printing. You should already have liked that page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And certainly our station here. Reach out to us anytime. You can also reach out to Phil and the gang at whamincorporated@gmail.com. That corporated is spelled with the K in Inc. So whamincorporated. Be sure to email them. Phil, we have made people wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
All right, we're ready. The Wicked Awesome Word of the Wednesday.
Yes.
The drum roll. Palmy.
Palmy.
P-A-L-M-Y.
Palmy.
Different than handsy.
Yes. Tell me about it.
Palmy means marked by prosperity or flourishing.
Wow.
So it's like WFHR. It'd be palmy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I've never heard that before.
All the mega talents in the morning.
That is a good one.
Yeah, it is. Interesting.
I guess it has its origins in kind of the biblical wise. It's palm, like Palm Sunday or something like palm, you know, palms.
Yeah, I'm seeing a little of that. Yeah, yeah. I also did not know that there is a singer named Palmy. I just found out that there's a shout out to the singer Palmy. Well,
they think they're very good. Yes.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. It's a good word, Phil. That's a good one.
Palmy. So if you see someone today that, you know, looks like they really know what they're doing, they're doing a good job, they're Palmy.
That's all right. That's cool. A fun word. I like that one.
I think it's sometimes it's atoned with money, but I think it's atone, you know, just having a good time, doing good.
Yeah.
We're in our entertainment segment a little bit later, Phil. We're going to be telling people how they can get tickets and encouraging them to get their tickets for WRCT's Rumors. We, of course, as we've touched on before, Phil is a part of the cast. Want to wish you a good run, break a leg, Phil. How have the rehearsals been going?
Going really well. Christine's always doing a great job directing, and she got us off our books way early, which I have a huge role, so it's
challenging.
Yeah.
Like a little pit in my stomach that hasn't gone away for like a month now.
You got this. You got this.
But we had a great rehearsal last night. Again, a full run of the show, no scripts, and then, you know, very, very little. So I'm almost hoping we don't, get good too early.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't peak too early.
Yeah. You guys are going to be all right. You got a great cast, a really awesome cast, and it's going to be a really good show. Great way to wrap up the season.
It's a really, really funny show. I have to stop myself laughing on stage. a couple times I turn my head because I know I'm going to snicker. When a line's coming out that I know is coming, you know? It's fast moving up, down, in, out of doors. I mean, the set is amazingly beautiful and well constructed because we hammer on it up and down stairs. Place have multi levels. Up and down stairs, in and out of doors. People come, you know, the quick lines. It is a very entertaining show, and I can't promote it enough. I guess is the way to say that. I hope we get some big audiences because you'll have a lot of fun at this show.
Support local, everybody. Support the local arts in all forms. Rumors is premiering on May 3rd. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. And as I mentioned before, be sure to like Quality Plus Printing on their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they are doing over there. Buy local, support local. Go to Quality Plus Printing for all your printing needs. Getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm telling you, the gang at Quality Plus Printing, awfully palmy. Awfully
They're
palmy.
Very palmy.
We appreciate you, Phil. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right. Now, looking forward to it. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Say hi to the kids for us and everything, Phil. You take care.
Right outside my office.
Every Wednesday, we are joined by our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids and getting us the wicked awesome word of Wednesday. We'll come back after the break and check in with our partners, and we'll come back with some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For your workout.
Yes. Get those leg warmers.
She says that every time.
Get your hair sprayed, your hair all hair sprayed up.
I'm supposed to put on my white shoes and my headband.
Yeah. I could never understand that all the workout videos or all the people I would see working out, even my mom when she did it back in the day, and the hair would be perfect. The hair was all hair sprayed up and everything, but it looked perfect, and yet just going to work, getting some.
How were there not more hair fires in the 80s?
No.
With all the hairspray everyone was using?
How did Michael Jackson become the only one that happened to? And how did that become the least crazy story about Michael Jackson?
Sadly, yes.
We're going to move on. but we're going to stay on that topic too long. When you think about it, like, whoa.
That's crazy.
Nobody even remembers that when it comes to him. Like, there's so many other things.
What was it, Aquanet? Was that the du jour hairspray that was completely flammable? You could turn it into a flamethrower. Speaking of flamethrowers.
I only remember doing those in the 80s.
Yeah.
My Nana used Aquanet, and I believe that there is a landfill somewhere filled with E.T. games and Aquanet cans.
It's the same one.
It's the same landfill. They just use the same one. Do you ever fight this battle at work? You think you'd get more done if your desk was organized, but also you have zero interest in organizing your desk, or you don't have the time to do it. In a new survey, 84% of people say that they feel more productive if their workplace is organized, whether that is at an office or a workshop, a retail setting, an operating room, or working remotely at home.
Whoa, wait. Operating room?
Yeah.
I hope that one's organized.
I would think.
I would hope so.
Now, I haven't been
organized and sanitized.
Yeah.
Jeez. You know, I don't want to tell doctors what to do. I've never, I've played a doctor 4 times.
Okay.
But I've never, you know, actually gone to medical school or anything. I'm a method actor, not that method. But I would think that you are correct, Seth. I would think that this is a given.
They got to slip that in there. Wait a minute.
I like the idea of the loose doctor.
Make sure you were paying attention.
The loose doctor.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? All right, let's do this. What are we doing today? Yep. What are we doing today? All right, let me see.
Lawsuits later where they find the cloth inside the body.
Yeah, right.
I'm seeing appendicitis.
Did I say suture? I meant scalpel.
Appendicitis. You know, I've never been good with this word. If the doctor can't say the word of what he's operating on, that seems like a bad sign.
Get me a new surgeon, please.
Seems like a bad sign. In this survey, 84% of people say that they'd feel more productive if their workplace was more organized. For remote workers, 59% like to work from a desk at their home, while 18% change spots throughout the day. 17% work from a dining room, and 16% typically work from their bed. Only 40% of workers say that they are very satisfied with their workplace. For others, most would more enjoy their space if it was more organized or some more furniture was there, or the furniture was more comfortable.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting. Over half of people in the survey said that they described themselves as professionally organized, but personally chaotic. So things are more of a mess at home and in their personal lives.
Yeah, I think there's more of that than people think. Yeah, that actually makes sense to me.
That's always made sense to me.
Yeah.
One of the things that has helped me with therapy is understanding my brain better.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought of it being that. For me, I think therapy is great for anybody that wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me personally and the experiences I had, it wasn't really hitting home. And that's a lot on me. Because it's like going to the dentist. If I don't brush my teeth, I can't blame the dentist. Like, if I'm not completely real and honest and comfortable with this person and give them all the data they need, how much can they truly help me? So that was on me. That was it. But this most recent run and everything, I've been very honest about a lot of things. And one of the things I've discovered that therapy is a great way of kind of like giving a third person look at your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy that. It's
having
a lot.
Having someone tell you it's okay to say, oh, thank you, brain. Now shut up.
Right. Yes. Yes. And understanding that better only makes us more comfortable in life and have better lives, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that for me is organization. My brain really, really thrives on that. It really thrives on structure and cleanness in those mm-hmm. things. And when I don't have that, I'm quick to irritation. I'm quick to being less patient, and I'm not myself. Mm-hmm. I'm just not me, and I don't like any of those things. So I tend to keep things pretty organized and pretty, mm-hmm. Set and standard. Are you guys like that? Do you like more chaos in your lives, or what have you? Or how about you out there? Let's listen. Let's check in with you out there. Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there. Hey.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello, good we connection. Can't hear you that well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
this
there
is
you
Terry.
Are.
Hey.
Running through here.
Hey, Terry, how have you been?
Oh, I've been good. Turns on, and I'm coming down to Rapids to do a little fishing.
Excellent. Right on. Right on. Terry Steak joining us, everybody. Longtime legendary voice here at WFHR. Terry, have you? When's the last time you've been in this area?
Say what, please?
When's the last time you were around here?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah, I live in the Northwoods now.
Yeah, yep. A beautiful country you're living in up there, sir. Terry, it's always good to talk to you. We'll have to catch up off air or something. It's always good to talk to you, sir.
I fixed my phone a little better.
All right, there we go. There we go. How have you been? What have you been up to?
Well, in Mississippi this year, which was kind of nice seeing that we didn't have any winter up here.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Very good. And always good to talk to you, Terry. We got to hit the top of the hour here. You know how that works.
Yeah. You're under the clock. But I'd give you a call and just say hi to anybody that still remembers me.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you every one of these listeners remember mm-hmm. you, sir. We certainly do around here. This station is partially here because of you, Terry, I believe. And I appreciate you anytime we get a chance to talk to you. Yeah, good luck.
Now, who do you have with you, James?
I've got Melissa and Seth with me. I've got our two co-hosts, Melissa and Seth, with us.
All right. Well, you get a nice job. We'll talk to you again sometime.
Thank you.
All right.
You call up anytime,
thanks,
sir. Good luck. Good luck with the fishing out there,
yeah.
Terry. Thank you.
Awesome.
Legendary voice around here, mm-hmm. Terry Steak, joining us right there, and that's awesome. That was awesome.
If there were a sporting event in the area, Terry was generally there, from what I've heard.
Yes,
so yeah,
yes. The guy. So much of what you hear me do in Playmakers and a lot of those things comes right from him. Comes right from that guy. We are talking about organization in the workplace and all of that. And one of the things that I was wondering is that how you guys are with that, mm-hmm. because I know my brain is really weird about it. Do you guys need in your personal lives, in work, do you find you work better with organization?
I was going to ask Melissa that because she does it from home, most of her work from home. So I'm kind of curious about how she deals with all this.
I have very organized, neat piles.
Neat piles. Nice.
Piles. Piles of papers.
But
piles,
they are organized, so that's everywhere. Cool.
They're organized into a pile. I also pile my computers.
Yeah. Oh.
Because currently I have multiples as I am learning to figure out this new one. You guys, I have a French-Canadian keyboard today.
Whoa. Weird.
None of the keys mean what I think they mean.
Right.
Very interesting.
That's got to be so rough. Oh, I feel for you.
Oh, with her and laptops, I don't know.
I think one of the things that comes from this survey and surveys like this is the answer to every owner or manager's questions of how do I get my employees to work better? How do I get more production? How do I make my employees more happy? Here you go. You have some more of that.
Yep.
It isn't that you know billion-dollar idea you think you have or more meetings or more you know this or more that or anything. It is things like this. Mm-hmm. It is giving some organization, some structure.
The equipment that they need to do their job.
Yep.
This one works so much better. Even if I don't know what the keys mean, it works so much better.
It goes a long way. We will wish you adieu for now, and we'll come back. With more morning show coming up here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.